I'm learning. Think about guys, eh?
Dang, they don't even know about it.
Period.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Tag the Podcast.
Hey guys, welcome back. Hope you've been good.
Hope you all have been nice. So today we're going to be talking about phases girls should skip.
Everyone should skip, you know.
True. Oh, that's true. It's not just girls, actually.
Word.
Yeah, you said a thing there. So, you know, I'm an avid TikToker and that. So, like, there's this, like, new trend on TikTok where, like... But that's the thing, it's because mostly girls are doing it. That's why I thought it was a girl thing. Anyway, but these girls, they basically write on the screen what phases they think everyone should skip based on their own experiences. And a lot of them are relatable, you know, so...
Why did your voice change? You said a lot of them are relatable.
I don't know. My voice did not change. I know what she's talking about. But we're here to shed light on that trend. And yeah, just yeah, you guys, the phases.
A deep dive of that trend.
Do you want to start or should I start?
I mean, I don't really mind, but the only question I have about this is, like, is it in order? Are they, like, or is it just, like, steps in general? Like,
yeah, it's just any phase.
Okay, I don't know. You know, I'm a student, so my mind is thinking, you know, maybe chronological
education. No, master's. Okay, thank you. Okay, I'll start us off on a light note. This phase I believe everyone should actually skip is the phase where you can see he or she is giving you, like, no, you if it the phase where you can see he or she is showing their true colors, i.e. you can see the red flags, but you just choose to, you know, hop over those flags.
Guys, red flags are not orange, they are red.
They're not orange, it's not pink, it's not a different shade of red, like, no.
It's not amber.
Red is danger, like, warning, like, that's why they make warning signs red, like,
thanks,
stop.
Thanks, babes,
like,
educate them.
Like, just stop, babe, like, okay, like, whatever, I just feel like, that skipping that phase saves you a lot of, like,
it's very detrimental. That. Like, if you don't skip the phase, it's detrimental.
It very is. And one thing about this phase is, I feel like I do that a lot. And there was a day during I think I was telling her about someone, and she was just kind of like, but Pamela, you know, like, a few months ago, I told you, like, I actually told you when this thing started that, like, this was something to be wary of. And I was
it's
just
true.
Like, okay.
But let me not put all the blame on you, because, like, even though I was telling you that they were red flags, I said be careful, but...
That, and that's one thing about Darius. Her advice is always, do what you want, child, but, like...
But I've told you... Because I'm not one to be making decisions. No, I'm not on the fence. Don't say that. My decisions are always clear and you know, and direct. But it's like, I'm not going to make the decision for you. I'm just going to advise you.
And I hate that it's up to you. Because that automatically means, like, I'm not going to take her advice. And I never really do. But, like, that's not the point.
You're not okay.
But, yeah, y'all, do yourself a favor and just don't ignore those flags.
I love that. I love that as a beginning phase.
Like, because it's very, I feel like it's very common that people just overlook red flags. No, but on your rules, though, it happens to the best of us. Okay.
It's okay. Anyway, I'm going to say a phase. I don't know if it's part of the trend, but I'm going to make it part. I'm going to add my own phase right now. Guys, free the phase of comforts. Let me explain what I mean, because I don't know how to phrase it, but comforts. Sometimes you pick comfortability or knowing what you're going to get as being content.
Oh my god, yay.
So I personally
Dairy, I
love
think
this
the light notes. Like, why did
Oh,
you not have to? Why
sorry.
did you have to do too much?
Because I wanted to quickly say before I forgot. Like,
Yeah, please continue.
So yeah, sometimes, being comfortable, being content is not enough, or is not a good enough reason to stay. Yeah. Let me put this in a different way. So say there's this girl, let's call her Ella or whatever, I don't know, Cinderella. We'll call her Cinderella. Okay, great. Say Cinderella now has been getting with Prince Charming. She's been enjoying herself with Prince Charming. Things end, moves on. She goes to go and give Peter Pan. She moves on. She gives Aladdin whatever.
Cinderella is going around the
Cinderella
world
is
with
enjoying herself
it.
because why the fuck not? Like, do
Correct.
you guess?
Here we
And
go.
then all of a sudden she's like, you know what? I'm tired of putting myself out there. I don't want to get to know anybody else. So let me go back to Peter Pan. Let me go back to Aladdin. Let me go back to Prince
You crazy
Charming. Sometimes it's not enough because you think, okay, I know what I'm getting from Aladdin. Aladdin knows what he's doing on that magic carpet. Shit, let me stay. Nah, babes.
Oh, no, Darren, you're not actually using this analogy. You're not
Sorry,
actually
babes.
using
A friend of Cinderella, let's call her Ariel. Ariel told Cinderella that.
Are you guys hating this as much as I am? Like,
Ariel told Cinderella that you can't be saying, let me keep my numbers small because, I know what I'm getting with these guys. You have to go out and explore because sometimes you could be missing what's out there because you're saying, I'm safe, I'm comfortable, I'm content,
you
when
know what
that's
you're
really
getting.
not good enough. So that's a phase we need to get. Like, who gives a fuck about numbers? Cinderella, if you want to fuck the whole Disney kingdom, fuck all of them.
Please do so.
Girl, you don't know what you're missing
Thank you
outside.
as soundly.
You'd be there saying Prince
Bye.
Charming is the best. Prince Charming is. You don't know. You don't
Okay,
know.
just wait. You're doing too much on my girl Cinderella right now.
Yeah.
I do agree that this is a phase boys slash girls should skip, but I feel like we understand where Cinderella is coming
For
from. Like,
sure.
I'm not, I feel like getting with new people seems so daunting sometimes. Like, I'm just not trying to, like, it's weird. Like, let me know what I'm getting. Like, I have the exact same order, and Darren knows this about me. Like, when I love something, that's it. Like,
Yeah.
Kokoro, my order has never changed
Chicken
in the 3 years. Guy, chicken
R.
R, shot. Like, I don't change orders. Like, when I know what I'm getting, I'm not trying to branch out, but which is why I was feeling like Darren was kind of taking a jab at Cinderella there. I get where my girl is
Like,
coming
as far as I'm
from, but
concerned, I'm Cinderella. Like, it could be me, could be
no,
you, could be anybody.
the thing is that it's both, like, it is both of us. Like, I know that both of us do that shit. But like, I do actually think this is actually a very important phase to skip, because
But it's also
it's
it's
honestly
okay.
like,
But it's also okay to, like, if you're gonna be in that phase, you can be in it for a while, but just be aware that I can't be in this phase forever.
I think it also depends on your reason. So you know how you said their reason for not branching out is, oh, you don't want your numbers to be
Could be
high
one
or
reason.
whatever. Yeah, that could be one reason. But if your reason is also like you're not trying to meet anyone new, not even because of you're comfortable with what you're getting, but at that period in time you want to enjoy, but you're not ready yet to branch out. I feel like that's okay to be
Yeah, that's what I
comfortable, but
said.
like Jerry
You can
said,
be in the face for a little while, but don't be content that
but
I'm there
don't.
forever. Because, I mean, if there's a reason why Cinderella moved on from Prince Charming in the first place, why did she go back? Do you get, like, there's probably something wrong that happened. Like, it's not good enough.
Literally, like my friend was telling me this exact, I mean, she didn't use this analogy, but she was literally telling me like convenience shouldn't be a reason why, like, sometimes convenience is so sweet, but like sometimes, like, Z now, like, chill, you get that type of thing. Wow, not daring, like going from 0 to 100,
Sorry,
okay.
I just thought if I don't say this now, I'm gonna forget, and people need to hear this. So, yeah. Take
Well,
it over, babes.
okay. another phase I think people should skip is just, I think maybe I want to call it like not being true to yourself. It's not as deep as it sounds, but I just don't know
I
what to
don't
put.
like the title already. I don't. I really don't.
I don't know how to put it, but when I explain, you get what
All
I mean.
right.
Like, initially I was gonna say skip the the guys that always say, I'm not ready for a relationship right now, I'm not looking for anything serious. But then again, there are also girls out there who genuinely are also not looking for anything serious. So them being with that guy is not a phase based on that's like that's also what they
That's
want.
because
Do you
that's
get what I mean?
beneficial to the both of them.
So both of them good. So my own point now comes like the phase you should skip is when you know that that's not exactly what you want. So you're kind of like, I want to say settling like for that. Do you get what I mean? I don't why are you silent?
Because I'm letting you explain your reasoning before I say anything, you know?
Yeah, I feel like if someone's is it goals? I mean, what is it's
Yeah,
not
I mean, it
goals.
could be a goal. I don't know.
If someone's goals isn't really aligned with yours, and you know that that's gonna bug you out, like I genuinely feel like you shouldn't settle. Like,
Why did you stop the sentence like that? You're scared. You're scared. You're scared.
just don't settle. Like it's like you'll just be hurting. Like I said, you're not being true to yourself, and in the long run, the long term, it just will not. Before anything turns sour, I just feel like you should skip that in all. Do you get what I mean? Just all in all.
Okay. I hear that. I hear that. Take a deep breath, girl. I don't know why you were shy to say that.
Daring, nobody asked you, I
Could hear it
swear.
in your voice. Could hear it. Could hear it.
Girl, please.
Speaking of, I'm not ready. I'm gonna go ahead and take the phases of go with the flow. Yeah, I mean,
Yeah, I think they kind of tie
to be fair,
in-ish.
yeah, I just maybe okay, yeah, I don't need to go in depth of that. It speaks for itself. But I do hate a go with the flow nigga. Yeah, period.
Word, word, word. What's Are you finished explaining it?
You said it ties together, so let me freeze and move on now.
No. It ties together, yeah, but I want to know your own take
Oh,
on it.
oh.
Period now. Communication
Get out,
back and
get out,
forth.
get out, get out.
Want
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I just think this phase,
to
it's clouded. Like,
Not daring, not knowing what to
no, I do,
say.
but I don't know how to, like, open my mouth and say it's because.
Yeah, I get what you mean. It's just, it's foggy. Like,
That's
there's
the
no
word.
end in
That's the
sight.
word. Foggy.
Yeah, there's no end in
There's too
sight.
much
Like,
haze,
where are we going?
Harmattan. Guy, it's too much.
Like you're going on a road trip. You need to know the route you're going. Like you can't just get on the road and be like, okay, I'm going to take this route to drive to New York. No, like you need to set a
At some
plan.
point in that journey to New York, you're gonna realize I don't really know where I'm going. I have to hop off. At some
Oh,
point, you have to get off that
you
train. Like, you can't just be endlessly going.
guys, I was lying down by Jenny sat up when Derek sat up. Like, I'm not even joking because there are words being said here. I hope you guys are really listening. Guy, like in the beginning, y'all can have snacks, the music is flowing, like you
Nah,
just feel, oh
I
my
can't
God,
lie.
like
No.
I'm
I don't want
excited
to
for
hear
this
this.
journey, even though no, even though I'm not sure which route we're taking, like I'm genuinely excited that at least I'm on this journey with
Road
this
trip.
person. But when the snacks finish, when the radio stops working, when the tank is on E, like when the going gets tough, like you're gonna then realize I'm not actually trying to be on the road, like we're gonna get stuck at some point.
As
Like there
Beyonce
was never a
said,
plan
at that
to
point you have
begin
to
with.
find your way
Guy,
back.
find your way, guy. Guy, and honestly, guys, that's actually the perfect analogy I feel like for this phase. Just skip it because if you know, like last, you're gonna end up hopping off. Why are you
Oh,
going?
okay.
Like,
Can I answer that question real quick?
okay, answer.
So this is just to flip it so that it's like, oh, I'm not being too negative and pessimistic. I do think that a lot of people don't appreciate enough the experiences they're in at the moment. So,
Oh, word,
I mean,
word.
at the beginning, you can be lost in the sauce. You can be doing road trip. You don't know where you're going.
Boy, it's an
But it's an ex you experience somebody,
experience.
you enjoy the time, so be grateful for the time you had. It doesn't have to end sadly. Once you know, okay, we've reached the halfway point of this journey, and the rest, the other half is going to be shit, you might as well, cut it off, and both of you can go your separate ways and be happy. It doesn't have to turn sour.
I actually, the thing is, you guys during said some things there, like
I've been saying lots
one
of things in this
thing.
episode. I can't remember.
I said we're speaking some like I genuinely feel like, oh hell yes,
Oh,
like
hell yeah.
this is actually like, guy, I feel like we're giving some tips here. Like what Jenny said is so important, because the truth of the matter is, if you have that mindset that like, I mean, everyone is different, but if you have that mindset that like, if I know we're not gonna end up in New York, I don't want to ever go on this journey. You're never gonna like see the different trees on the way to New York, or just like, you know, the overall experience of it as opposed to like the destination. And the problem then comes with knowing when to actually get off and be like, yeah, this isn't whatever. Anyway, that's not the point. But yeah, guys, skip that phase. Is it me saying something next? Okay. Child, which one am I gonna
No,
see
you
here?
chuck.
Okay, I feel like I'm gonna talk about this one. This one, to be fair, can be for guys as well, but because I'm a girl, obviously I'm gonna speak from a girl's experience. But it's just not really believing in your own source. Like, I don't know if it's just me, maybe because I've just never been quote unquote confident, but like I just feel like there's a point where you believe, oh my gosh, I'm not really the shit. Or I don't know if everyone goes through this phase, but I personally do. Like before, Sha, like I used to always think, what the actual hell, like, you know, just not being confident and stuff. And I feel like everybody's a bad bitch in their own right. Like, just skip that phase of thinking, oh my gosh, I can't do this, or I can't wear this, I'll look somehow. Like, just go for it. Like, what's the
I
worst
hate
that can happen? Like, put yourself out there. Like, I think that that phase should just step over it, because you are that
Purr.
bitch. Purr. Purr.
Moving swiftly, I hate the stage of, yeah, I'm never talking to you again, I'm never yanning you again. I hate that phase. Me personally, never happened to me. If I say something, I mean it. But you know, some people, you know, go through that phase that I'm never talking to you again, and they do backtrack, they do backslide. So why did you say that? You know, you have to ask yourself the
Just wait. Just think quickly. Just think, because special spark.
Spark now, Spark Nation,
Likewise.
go on now. Just.
Not Spark Nation. Yeah, you guys, I can't
I mean,
lie.
who asked you
I'm
to
guilty of
talk?
this.
I didn't even finish. Tell them.
Yeah, I just wanted to sharply cast
And
myself,
do you know the
but yeah,
thing?
go
I
on,
was not even going
please.
to cast you at all. You just
Oh.
decided that,
No, like there's no how you were gonna say that. Like I would have just been silent. Like they would have known that there's something up now. Like, Pamela is not talking here, no. And I mean, our pod is a safe space. Like, we do be cursing ourselves
We
here
do.
sometimes. This is the type of person I was. I want to say I was. I
Amen.
don't
Amen to the
know.
past.
This is my past,
Thank
period.
you.
But yeah.
Notes MB past is also yesterday. Like, you know, moving forward. Sorry.
Wait, we didn't explain why you should skip
I
that
know.
phase, though.
I'm
I
trying to
personally feel
talk.
like,
Yeah.
oh, I th when you said moving on, I thought you meant like to another
No,
point. I
no,
was like,
no.
okay.
The reason why that phase is not okay, especially if you don't mean what you're saying, is because you now push yourself in a situation whereby, fuck, I've said this thing, so I should really mean it. Like, you're backing yourself, like, you are racking yourself, nobody else. You're not racking him. Like, you can project on her, you're not racking the person, you can project, but it's actually you that you're racking.
No,
Because,
Daring, no. I'm not gonna take that from
who called anybody
you.
here? The
I'm
fuck?
not.
Let me speak to the
Daring.
people. Relax.
Thing about guys that you tell them something. No, that's honestly the thing about fucking guys. Don't worry,
Okay,
continue.
relax. See, you keep like disturbing my train of thoughts. Like, allow me land, babes.
Oh, yeah, sorry, yeah, sorry.
Oh God, what was this I was gonna say? So the issue with that is that when you're not too sure that, you know, you're truly gonna free this person, and you already put it out there in the open, in public, you open your mouth and you say, I'm not yanning this person again, I'm not talking to you again. it puts a lot of pressure on you to now be like, even if I do want to talk, or I even just want to check up on how this person is, it doesn't have to be anything deep. The moment you do that, it becomes deeper than it would have been if you just never said it. I was going to move on already and I just was like, you know what, fuck it, and I just kept quiet and I left it. If I ever went back to guy and message daily, hey, what's up, Pamela can never come back and meet me. That's wagwan. So guess. So I hate the stage in the sense of you don't need to make it a big deal. You don't need to yarn about it. You don't have to over exaggerate it, because everybody, I repeat, everybody in their mind is thinking, fuck that person, I'm not going back. But people do slip up. We're humans. You might want to go back. You might want to say something. You might want to check. You might want to stalk them or something. And in your own private rights, go ahead, babes.
You should do that.
Because
it's
part of the process of moving on and healing. But when you say, I know, honestly, this time, the moment that, oh, I went to ice cream factory with so and so, there's an issue. Yeah, period.
Okay. Yeah, they're spitting facts.
Once again,
it's true. Like, if you know, like, you know, but I'm gonna speak on the other side of the coin. Like, sometimes saying it out loud kind of makes it real. I.e., in the sense, like, someone like me now. God, I don't even know if I should use myself as an example, because I honestly feel like there's nobody like me. Like, but when I say it out, like, even though I was still, saying it out kind of gives me that, like, Pamela, you have a task. Like, you've yarned, you're not gonna yarn this guy or girl again. So you should not, jig it. As opposed to, meaning I do want to move on. Yeah. You get what I mean? But, you know, sometimes saying something, you know me, nothing is set in stone.
I hate you.
But yeah, honestly, skip that phase as well. It's honestly just not needed. Like Darren said, everyone slips up. Like, the time you know, like, okay, I'm actually ready to move on.
Even
thing, you just will move on.
Purred. Thank you.
Purred. Word. Another phase. To be fair, I don't even know, because I've never been in this situation, but from what I've heard, it's just not. It's not it, but being friends with benefits with your ex, especially when you guys probably didn't end.
Clarify that for me. As per, you're now doing friends with benefits with your ex boyfriend.
Yeah, like, so you guys have broken up, and you, like, so I guess when you break up, there's meant to be that kind of space y'all give each other, like, just that, oh, I've broken up phase. But that's the thing, some guys during that phase, that's when they're now fucking and sucking. Like, you're supposed to, it's kind of like they're in denial, like, they don't know, we've broken up. And honestly, like I said, it's never, I've never gone through that, but I can't, you know, imagine that that's a phase you you should just, you know, drive by, like, don't even start, because you will probably, it may probably just even end worse after or something like that. Like, this was the, like, the number one I even saw on TikTok. Like, guys are just like, don't be like, don't, once you've broken up, don't think about getting back with them, like, physically.
And do you know what's funny,
leave that in,
like, another podcast that I listened to, 90s baby show, like, they actually kind of spoke about this, but like, it was so funny, like, I was dying of laughter. But it was like, when, like, people break up, like, because they are the ones that were in the situation and they know what, like, the relationship was, it's only them that can really feel the effect of the relationship. So they have to, what they were saying in the podcast was like, they have to pamper each other, like, console each other. Like, oh, you'll be crying today. Oh, me too. I had to leave work because, you know, it was too much for me to handle. And the girl too, be like, yeah, I've been in bed all day eating ice cream. The girl be like, yeah, I, you know, I took a drive around today. I was listening to music. I was so sad. Like, apparently, this is really a thing. Like, people are like, you know, it's only you and your ex that know what you were feeling. So it's only you guys that can console each other. And you can't abruptly, what they were saying is, you can't abruptly end a relationship if it really meant something to you. It's impossible. Like,
No, that's what I said for relationships, that it ended, like, probably, maybe it was a mutual decision to end, or like something bad happened, as opposed to like all those relationships where, like, it just ended for maybe no reason or something like that. But guy, they made points.
Yeah, because they were like, that's also like, the best way to, like, probably like for them to get over the fact that they're not together, like in their defense was like, this is someone who I was seeing maybe like at least 4 or 5 times a week if we were not even living together or doing sleepovers mm-hmm. and stuff like that. So now say we've broken up, how do you expect me to now come back and do like, okay, we've broken up sex, like we'll be crying together but we're getting it together, we're moving yeah. on. Is empowering to them, empowering, wow, English, empowering
empower
them type it. But I can't, like, can't be me, like yeah
yeah.
I don't co-sign this phase. I think that skip it. Yeah, forward.
Yeah, it just doesn't sound just zero yeah. for disaster to me. But yeah, just skip it.
I was honestly laughing. How can they say that? Oh, the guy who messaged the baby, I had to leave work. I'm so sad. Yeah, they cried.
No, as if no, they're not sad yeah. about each other. Like you're literally talking to because of your problem.
I was
like,
crying. I was dying. What does that mean? I hate Brits. They kill me. It was too funny, man. It was yeah. too funny. But what I thought you were actually going to say in that phase was being like, so you, what you explained just now was doing friends with benefits with your ex. But I thought what mm-hmm. the phase was like you were going to say was like friends with your ex friend with benefits. Because that's also, that's also a phase.
Your ex is not your friend.
No.
Your ex listening. Was your boyfriend. You're not or listening. Girlfriend. Like,
you weren't listening now. The hell? Are you crazy? As per, I have a friends with benefits. We're done. We're not friendly mm-hmm. with benefiting again. We're finished. We now mm-hmm. decide to stay friends. Do you think that's a good? Like, I mean, I don't know. What do you think about that?
Oh, that's what I said.
Like, no, I'm not saying. Phases. I'm saying this like those... as a new stage, mm-hmm. as a new phase. What do you think about this?
Oh, as a new I can't talk on this one because I feel like if you want to be friends with benefits with your ex friend with benefits what? Partner, like, wait, is that what you're talking about?
I can't so like math move right on because now. We have confused each other. This is not what I said at all.
I don't know what you said, but like, that is also a phase I saw on TikTok.
Okay, you
so you were messing mm-hmm. with someone. Okay, you're messing with someone, yeah. Cinderella is fucking Aladdin or whatever. And then they stop for whatever reason. They're not this, you know. They just stop mm-hmm. getting with each other. So now, at that point, Aladdin is her ex friends with benefits.
Yeah.
Meaning past. Do you get? And then for some reason, again, they feel like they've probably taken a gap or whatever. They now feel like, you know what? Let's start again.
Well, that is the fun of life. You have to...
Exactly.
No.
That's what I'm like. No.
Forget that stage. They adapt. I could find it. Like, you have to do that now. Once in a while. Like, that's it.
Guys, yeah. Aladdin, how far now? Like, what are you saying?
You already know what Aladdin is on. Okay. Both of you know it's not serious. It's not deep. No.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So,
like, you need that sometimes. Yeah.
I just wrote this because I saw it on TikTok. I said, guys are really going through it. So, like, this is the phase they've been advising guys to skip.
Yeah, if they've been advising guys to skip that stage, then they've been through it.
Guy, I saw that you get why.
Yeah, you actually get why.
But personally, I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
I mean, just playing devil's advocate, I think...
No, it'll be quick. You guys, no, wait. You guys, just quick side notes. Nobody. Daring. I'm saying devil's advocate real quick. Like, what? Like, that is so quick.
That's my favorite thing on earth. Like, I love playing devil's advocates. Ciao. But, as I was saying, I can understand why people say skip that phase. I don't go back to your ex-friend with benefits, because the more and more and more mm-hmm. you keep doing friends with benefits with the same person, the more familiar you get. It's now mm-hmm. it just like the judgments and the whole criteria of friends with benefits is just eating away each time. Like, it's no longer like lines will be like crossed. Maybe feelings are now entering small each time, and it just gets messy. Like, mm-hmm. friends with benefits, you do it once. This is your friend. Both of you are in need. you address the need and you move on, you continue being friends, and you guys go your separate ways. It shouldn't really be that long. A few of us will be doing friends with benefits for years. Does not need to be. Like, we didn't need to do that. We don't need to do that. But it gets as it be. So I playing devil's advocates, I get it. So yeah. Thank
Yeah,
you.
me too.
Just had to say for the people in the back. Yeah. Have you got anything else to say? I'm trying to think. I don't really know.
Yeah, we've kind of gone through the, I think those are like the major ones. Well, not even major. These are just random ones, like off the top of our head and things we see on TikTok. But yeah, they do be making some strong points
God.
there, like all the phases, all those phases we mentioned in their own rights, they are skippable. Like you can do without some of them,
As
like.
people say, the best way to get over someone is to get under another one. So, skip a few of these pieces.
Do you
Is it
believe
me you're
that though?
asking?
Oh, I like literally Darren was literally telling me the other day, like, don't do that. So that's how much why she's saying that. That's
Yeah,
what you should
but
do.
that's what I was
And
gonna
it's
say.
very
That's
subjective, depending on the person,
you
fam.
get. You landed exactly where I
Yeah,
wanted you to
yeah,
land. Yeah.
yeah.
Get
All
up, get
babes
up.
though.
But the issue
But yeah.
again, lastly, is that as I seen again on Twitter, is that they say that actually say something while I go and look for this tweet. Let me find this.
Am
I
I
almost forgot.
serious, you know? Not you, not you
Oops,
not being
oops, oops, oops.
prepared. But yeah, guys, we hope you've learned. While Jerry's looking for the tweets,
Not
how's your day
interesting.
been? I hope you guys have been good, you know. Whether you're in uni, whether you're not in uni, hope you've been taking care of yourself. What else? Hope you've been eating good. Very important. Staying hydrated, because niggas do be forgetting to drink water.
I found it.
During half of okay, good, because I was done.
Yeah, so another telling issue that apparently we do face is that women care too soon and men care too late. So the chances of the overlap of both of you caring about the relationship is slim,
It
which
does,
is why a lot of
yeah.
things don't work. So in the sense of these phases, girls, throw away your care, move on, enjoy yourself, because the truth is men
True.
always come back. He's gonna realize when you've gone through your crying phase of 2 days, on your fifth day you're out in the club looking your best, snapping wine and grinding, doing whatever. That's the day that he will now realize, fuck, I've lost a gem, and come back. But by that
But why are niggas like that though? Like, why
time,
does it
babe,
take,
I'm not a
like,
psychologist, I'm not
why?
a therapist. Yeah,
Anyway, we
we're
can
not
never
God.
know.
So at that point,
Yeah,
babe,
we can actually never
skip
know.
that,
It's fucked,
skip
bro.
these phases of trying to go back, because now you have one up. You have one
Oh,
up.
word,
So move,
word,
keep
word,
moving
word.
forward. Less is paying him, because
Guy,
backward
forward
never.
ever,
Thank you.
backward never. Like, purred. Like, once you've passed that phase,
That's your
keep
superpower,
it
babes.
moving.
That's your
Good. I love you.
superpower. Like, they will always come back. So
Literally.
just do it. Thanks. On that note, I'm very happy to end this episode there.
Yeah, same. I feel like we made
We
some very
spoke.
valid
We spoke.
points.
We
I'm
spoke.
happy. We, guy, we spoke.
Period.
That's it.
Thanks
That's
so
it.
much,
Mic
guys.
drop.
See you on the next episode of Tag the Podcast. Bye.
Bye, guys.